They moved at a slow but steady pace until they reached the tree about 100 yards from the patch of woods they were moving to. Sean held up his fist, giving the signal to stop. Each member crouched down near the nearest fence post as Sean signaled for Uncle Lawrence to come forward. Without speaking, Sean lifted the lower fence wire, allowing his uncle to low crawl under. Sean grabbed his foot as he was almost through. "Take it slow and stay down," he mouthed the words to his uncle, who shook his head in response. The tree was about 5 yards inside the fence line, and Sean watched as his uncle slowly dragged his body across the frozen ground at a snail's pace. Once he was behind the large maple's trunk, he adjusted himself into a comfortable position and slowly slid out to the right of the trunk, looking through the scope of his deer rifle. Sean was just turning and about to give the signal to move when he heard a "psst" from his uncle. He turned back to see his uncle pulling his body fully back behind the tree.
"There's a guy down there gutting one of the cows near the edge of the woods by the pond,"
his uncle whispered.
"He has a deer rifle lying on the ground next to him."
"Okay, is he near the closest edge of the woods or the far end?"
"He's almost at the very far end. I would guess maybe 20 yards from the far east side of the woods."
"Okay," Sean answered. "Can you see the other guy?"
"No, the guy I see is about 150 yards away and I can barely see him around the close edge of the woods. I can't see into the woods that far away to see if there's anyone else. However, I don't see anyone in the woodline closest to us."
"All right," Sean answered. He looked his uncle in the eye. "The man you can see is your target now, Uncle Lawrence. If things go south and he points that rifle in our direction, you have to take him out. Can you do that?"
Uncle Lawrence was looking back at him. It was real now, and there was no going back to simpler days. He nodded his head in affirmative, and Sean nodded back. He turned back and looked at his wife. He wished she wasn't there, but at the same time he was glad she was. She was very proficient with the Ruger PC-9 she clutched in her hands, and Sean had no doubt that she would drop the first person that posed a threat. Sean gave the hand signal to move out and slowly continued down the fence line. They came to the edge of the woods on their left with their neighbor's field continuing straight. Sean paused long enough to turn and signal their group to keep their eyes focused into the woods. They continued another 50 yards until they were about halfway down the wood line. Sean gave the rally up signal as he trained his rifle into the woods and looked for the slightest movement or color that was out of place. When everyone was gathered in a tight circle, he turned back to set the game plan. "Uncle Lawrence said there is a guy gutting one of the cows by the pond on the other side of the woods." Sean pointed in the direction he thought the guy would be, based on Uncle Lawrence's description. "Bug, you're going to take first position by continuing to the end of the fence line and following the back edge of the woods. If things go bad, make sure you step into the woods and take cover. I don't want you stuck out in the open if they make a run for it in your direction. Joshua, you're going to take second position 15 yards into the woods from Bug. I'm going to take third position 15 yards from you. Maria, you take next, same distance. Then Brian with the BAR, and Jackson, you'll be at the end. We should be able to cover this whole area. If you see someone, give them a chance to give up by yelling, 'Freeze!' If they don't freeze or if they raise their weapon at you, then drop them and don't hesitate. Be aware that there may be more than two of them. For all we know, there are 10 people in there, so keep your eyes open. Again, move from cover to cover and don't stop in the open. Every 10 yards, we're going to pause for 30 seconds to listen. Watch your steps, roll your feet, and try not to step on any twigs. If you step on a loud branch or the person next to you does, then we all freeze and listen. Be aware of the guy to your left and right, and let's keep a straight line." Sean wanted to say something else, but wasn't sure what to say, so he just paused. "God help us and keep us safe. Let's go." Sean grabbed his wife's sleeve and pulled her close as everyone started moving to their position along the fence line. "Don't be a hero, baby, and make sure you stay behind cover at all times."
"You don't be a hero," she said sharply in reply.
Sean pulled her close and gave her a hug and quick kiss.
"I love you."
"I love you too,"
she said as she turned and walked back to her position. She seemed surprisingly calm. Sean's heart was pounding with adrenaline, and he felt as if his heart would burst at any moment. Once each person was in position, Sean gave the signal and they climbed over the fence line in unison.